this method is the method of comparison of one concept with the other. In the process of comparison, you have the process of contrast. Then you have the process of synthesis. The two concepts are compared, the two concepts are contrasted, and then the concepts are synthesized. This is the philosophical method. In the method of synthesis, there are two important processes involved. The process of consistency and the process of comprehensiveness. All synthesis implies the process by which you try to conceive consistency. Consistency is, what is consistency? Let us ask ourselves, what is consistency? Pardon?
Solidity.
Consistency if I say I am writing, not writing. Not writing. If I say this, there is no consistency. You have, this is what is called logic normally. I am writing, not writing. You reject the proposition, saying it is not consistent. So philosophy is an attempt to unite concepts on the basis of consistency. You bring so many concepts in your box and then try to see whether they are consistent with each other or not.
They're more or less saying the same thing.
Pardon?
Each concept is more or less certain aspects of each concept is saying the same thing.
Ultimately, although what is being said may be very large, consistency would mean what is called in mathematics attempt at identity, which you are now referring to. You arrive at a statement, this is the same as this. This concept is actually the same as this. Eternity and infinity are the two words, two concepts. And if you want to understand philosophically, your question is whether they are consistent with each other or not. Is infinity and is eternity, do they join together or do they collide with each other? They are opposite to each other.
Can they overlap in some aspects and be different in other aspects?
Also, consistency does not mean what is called tautology. This is a word which you should understand, tautology. T-A-U-T-O-L-O-G-Y. Tautology. Tautology is a statement in which you repeat in the predicate what is in the subject. You take any sentence, a sentence will have two parts. This cat is white. There are two parts. Cat is subject and white is predicate. Now, tautology is this cat is cat. Is tautology. This cat is white is not tautology. The predicate tells you something more than what you say in the beginning, in the subject. So when the predicate tells you something more, then it is not a tautology. But in order that this sentence is correct, you should be sure that whiteness and cat do not contradict each other. To be a cat and to be white should not be contradicting each other. Therefore you say that this sentence is correct. But when you say they are not contradictory, it means that whiteness can belong to a cat. Therefore, there is some kind of identity between the cat and the whiteness. Some kind of identity. So, all philosophical thinking aims at arriving at a conclusion. It may be a long sentence, ultimately. But every term in that sentence must be consistent with all the others. This is the attempt of philosophy. If I say, X is eternal, infinite, one, many, so many propositions you put down, so many terms you use, in order that it's philosophically valid, you should establish that all consistent with each other. I was just telling you what is the difference between scientific method and philosophical method. In scientific method, the knowledge is derived by direct touch of the object. Here you can't touch. Infinity can't be touched. Eternity can't be touched. Essence cannot be touched. So, without touching these objects, without experimenting with these objects, you conceptually, in your own concept, in your mind, you rotate these ideas and see whether they cohere with each other, they are consistent with each other. This is the method of philosophical thinking. Then I said, not only consistency, it should be comprehensive. What is comprehensive? A philosophical statement should be comprehensive.